Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview, recorded live on blogtalkradio.com from the new media and American League Baseball capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. Aziz Ansari, who starred in both NBC's Parks and Recreation and ABC's Scrubs this year, is on his way to Toronto for the annual Just for Laughs Comedy and Film Festival, which continues through July 27th. He's going there to promote his new movie, Funny People, starring Adam Sandler and Seth Rogen, and he'll also be performing as a stand-up from July 21 to July 25th. But will he be Aziz, or will he be Randy, his character from Funny People? All right, now, here's a clip of Randy. And this is the part of the show where, if you have delicate ears, I recommend you switch over to Dr. Blogstein or Olivia Wilder. Because from this point on, this is adults-only radio. Okay? Are they all gone? Great. Listen to this.
Randy!
Randy's
my favorite comedian.
Randy's a shit, man. He's awesome.
Next thing you know, I got peanut butter on my dick!
Who's the stand-up I watch the most? Chris Rock? Eddie Murphy? No. Randy. I watch my own stuff so I can become a better performer.
I'm not going to take a shit. I'm making you a smoothie.
See how I said that, you idiot?
I'm making you a smoothie. I'm making you a smoothie.
In that set, I changed the dance. So it's, I'm gonna get my fuck on, I'm gonna get my fuck on, I'm gonna get my fuck on, I'm gonna get my fuck on. And the response was, like, way better. I mean, not laughter-wise, but after the show, people were doing the dance. In the future, who knows, I might be able to make a video where I teach you how to do that dance, along with the other Randy dances.
If you'd like to hear more of Randy, go to his website, www.laughyourdickoff.com. Yes, exactly the way I said it, laughyourdickoff.com. Aziz, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, delighted. how big of a stretch is Randy for you?
Hopefully it's a very large stretch, because Randy is terrible. it's really fun to kind of do stand-up like that as, like, someone who dances around and, you know, just talks about, you know, having sex in an igloo and all that stuff. It's really fun, and yeah, it's much different from my own personal stand-up. I don't really do that much, you know, sex raunchy material, so it's kind of fun to kind of inhabit that character for a little while when we were doing the filming and, you know, when I do my show sometimes. But, yeah, it's really fun.
Does it now? Obviously, very few people have seen the movie so far, and there's a promo that's airing on HBO for it, and people can see some of Randy. Does it worry you that you know, after this movie comes out, people may come to see you expecting to see Randy?
no, I don't think so. Like, I think I'll be fine. Like, you know, I think it's, you know, clear it's a character, and you know. When I do my stand-up, I do a small chunk as Randy, so I think, you know, people get their fix there. But I think anyone that's under the illusion that that Randy is a real person that can do a full hour of that kind of nonsense, they're living in a bizarre world. you know, and, yeah, it's cool. It's in, you know, they use some of the Randy stuff and all the specials and stuff. You know, Randy's a small character in the movie, but, you know, we really got into the character, and, you know, Judd really liked it, and so we made the documentary and all that stuff, and it was really fun. It was a fun thing to do.
It is funny. I mean, you see the thing on HBO, and I went to the website and obviously got that clip. He does seem to have a life of its own, of his own. Do you think we'll see him again outside of Funny People?
I don't know. We'll see. I mean, you know, we still have a little bit more of the documentary to release, and, you know, I think we're just working on that for now, but we'll see.
Now, you've had a tremendous year. I mean, I don't know any other way to put it. The season of Scrubs, and then Parks and Recreation, which has been picked up. But I'm thinking this movie is a pretty big deal for you.
I mean, I was obviously very very psyched to work with Judd and to, you know, do a movie with him, and you know, I to work with Adam Sandler, and everybody was it was really fun, and you know, Funny People has definitely been a highlight of the things I've gotten to work on.
Can you tell people a little bit about the film and where you fit into it?
Randy is kind of another, like, and the film is about, you know, Adam Sandler plays George Simmons, this really, you know, famous comedian who thinks he has a terminal illness and then realizes he doesn't, and he kind of has a second lease on life, and that's kind of what the movie's about. And along the way, he kind of befriends a younger comedian played by Seth Rogen, and Randy is just another comedian that's kind of in their world a little bit, and you just meet him a couple of times. Like, he's just kind of a young comedian that, you know, clearly Jonah and Seth's characters hate because he's a huge audience favorite, but he's, you know, really kind of going for the bottom of the barrel, you know, very lowest common denominator laughs, you know. So, yeah, that's kind of where it fits in.
Tell me a little bit about your act. I'm just being honest. I mean, I have not seen you perform stand-up. How where do you go with your act?
My act is, you know, it's not really like Randy's. I don't have a dancer, DJ, or anything. It's kind of more along the lines of, say, you know, like a Patton Oswalt or Louis C.K. You know, those are two guys I kind of look up to and hopefully would like to be considered similar style. I just did an hour special for Comedy Central, so that'll come out in the fall, and people will see my stand-up more, too. And, I started off doing stand-up, that's how I got into acting, so, you know, I've been doing, like, 8 years, so I feel pretty confident about my stand-up.
Does it seem to you, as it seems to other people, that you've had this pretty remarkable year, or is it work you've done over a period of time that all just seems compressed suddenly?
You know, it's so hard. Like, I think when you're a comedian, and it's tough because, like, you're always kind of just working on the next thing. You don't even have time to think about what you're doing. Like, you know, people ask me in interviews, like, oh, what are you working on? Like, you know, oh, well, I just recorded my stand-up special. We did this Randy documentary. I filmed a famous movie, whatever. And then I'm like, man, I got to find something else to do now. Like, I got to work on something else. Like, it's kind of like an endless grind. You're like, you want to keep putting out stuff that's really good and push yourself. But, yeah, no, I mean, I've been really happy and very fortunate to kind of get the opportunities I've gotten this year to work with Judd and to work with, you know, Greg Daniels and Mike Schur on the Parks and Recreation and, you know, Scrubs and all that stuff. I'm really feel fortunate, and I'm glad it worked out.
How is life going to change for you with the second season of Parks and Recreation? You're going to go in, you're going to know that you've got, you know, so many weeks on set, and it's, you know, it's a regular thing. It's a big Thursday night show.
Yep, that's why I've hired, you know, I've doubled my security force.
okay.
I can go out in public, and, you know, so far there haven't been any threats, but it's just good to have them around. And, you know, I've also, you know, just decided to be a total douchebag, and, you know, I don't know. I think, you know, the things in my career have happened very kind of, you know, I've kind of always kind of just, you know, done one thing that's kind of prepared me for the next thing. Like, you know, Human Giant kind of prepared me for all the stuff I'm doing now. And, you know, I just kind of take things slowly and don't really think about things too far ahead.
Do you have any sense that there'll be any changes with Parks and Recreation in terms of either the style of the show or the storyline?
You know, I think it'll be just like any other show that's going into its second season. You know, I think you know, the first season of any, like, sitcom, I think it's kind of, you're still kind of feeling it out a little bit, and, you know, second season, I think, is where you really kind of find the voice of the show and really kind of get in a groove, and I think that's what will happen with Parks and Rec.
Did you feel like Tom was a fully formed character in those first couple episodes, or did you feel it was, he was, you know, kind of evolving even in that short season?
You know, I just kind of walked into the attitude I wanted to have, and just kind of pushed it. And, you know, I think as the series goes along, we'll flesh out his world a little bit more, and, you know, get to know him a little bit better. But I kind of feel like I kind of locked in onto what I wanted him to be and his attitude, and it's been really fun.
Hmm. You are a very big presence on Twitter. I want to tell people, like, I hope you don't mind, but there's 43,551 people already following you, so you probably won't notice a couple more, but Aziz is at twitter.com/AzizAnsari. What appeals to you? You tweet quite a bit. What appeals to you about it?
You know, I think for myself and any other comedians that are on there, it's really just an outlet for dumb jokes and thoughts, and it's just like the kind of thing I would normally just bother a friend with and text him, but instead it's like just a different outlet for that. And you know, I think that's why, you know, so many comedians are on it and do it a lot.
So let's see, 5:10 p.m. July 17th. Ordering my standard peanut butter banana milkshake. Waiter suggests using chocolate ice cream. Not sure if I should do it. What did you wind up doing?
Well, you got to say the joke of that was that the hash mark was Fatso Conundrum. I just stuck with vanilla. And why did I do that? Why did I even bother writing that? It's just because I was just bored waiting for that milkshake. And, you know, I think the concept of a Fatso Conundrum is funny. So I just waste time. This is a way to waste time while you're waiting for your milkshake.
Now, this is your first I was going to ask you. You're playing the Just for Laughs Festival this week. Is this your first time up there?
Yeah. You know, it's actually in Montreal. It's not in Toronto. It's my first time there, yeah.
My apologies to the people of Montreal. I don't know why I thought it was in Toronto. I'm assuming it's a big deal to play this gig because, I mean, so much of the two industries are there. Film is there and comedians.
Yeah, I think, you know, Montreal's supposed to be a great comedy town, and they've been doing this festival for years, and, you know, I'm happy to be a part of it. I'm excited to check it out.
Cool. And so what's next? You've got the second season of Parks and Recreation. Funny People opens shortly. What do you already have in the can, or what are you planning for the coming year?
I shot a thing in this movie, Get Under the Greek, with Jonah Hill and Russell Brand. That was really fun. And, you know, I filmed my stand-up special a couple weeks ago, and I'm, you know, editing that together. And then, we start Parks and Rec in a few weeks. And, you know, I'm just trying to figure out some movie projects for myself to do whenever I get time off from Parks and Rec. So, hopefully all that stuff will come together and I can kind of continue doing what I'm doing.
And last question, Aziz, you've been very gracious with your time. Anything about Amy Poehler you can tell us that she'll wish that you hadn't?
That I wish that she hadn't?
No, wish that you that she'll wish that you hadn't told us, yeah.
About Amy. I'll try to think.
Think about it for 1 second. Let me play this and then.
Oh my God! Your boobs are dead.
Stop it! No, they're not.
Let's see. Here's an interesting factoid. Her favorite food is mashed potatoes. So there you go.
All right. That's very good.
That's great. It's a great one for you.
All right. Well, folks, you can see Aziz Ansari at the 2009 Just for Laughs Conference Comedy and Film Festival from July 21st through July 25th. That's in Montreal. And you can order tickets online at www.hahaha.com. And to see more of Randy, Aziz's characters from Funny People, visit www.laughyourdickoff.com. Or you'll find it at funnyordie.com. And, of course, you can find more of Aziz in person on Twitter at www.twitter.com/AzizAnsari. Aziz, thanks so much for joining us on Mr. Media today. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.
All right, good luck up in Montreal.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
All right.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. And for more comedy interviews, you can surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversations with Lisa Lampanelli, Ralphie May, Yul Spencer, Lisa Ann Walters, Ant, Michelle Ballin, Robert Schimmel, Bob Alper, The Whitest Kids You Know, and many more. Please think about writing an online review of Mr. Media, casting a vote for Mr. Media, or marking Mr. Media as one of your favorites. Whether you listen on Blog Talk Radio, True Slant, Digital Journal, Vox, Podcast Pickle, Mediafly, Podfeed.net, Blueberry, Zencast, Zimbio, or Odeo. And subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. Or subscribe to Mr. Media's blog on the Amazon Kindle Reader. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. That's A-N-D-E-L-M-A-N. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate when you give up a little piece of your day to come spend it with us. Thanks for listening, everybody.